Hi, this is Mark Sanborn with another audio blog. We all experience negative situations. We face disappointments or have setbacks. Sometimes we receive negative feedback. What do you do in a situation like that? These are difficult and trying circumstances. On the one hand, we don't want to let it affect us negatively, but on the other hand, we often feel like there's something that might be learned if we only knew how. Let me suggest the four D's for dealing with negative feedback or a negative experience. The first D is to deny it. And of course, there's no upside to this. Living in denial may create short-term happiness, but it won't create long-term satisfaction or professional growth. Regrettably, many individuals and even organizations take this approach. The second D is to become discouraged. And certainly it can be discouraging, but we can quickly create a positive upside if we don't let discouragement drag us down. And that is to go to the third D, which is to deliberate, to think about what happened and why did it happen. Now here's the tricky part. Our best analysis doesn't always give us ironclad proof of what happened, what could have been avoided, or what we might have done differently. So we have to use both our intuition and our analytical skills to come up with some insights. But once we've done that, the million-dollar question then becomes the fourth D, discernment. What can we learn that can be used in the future going forward? What was the lesson? What did we determine could have been potentially done differently or might have been eliminated that would have prevented the negative feedback or the negative situation that we experienced? Those are the four choices, and the first two won't help us to live in denial or to become discouraged. But if we deliberate and think about what happened, we can discern some lessons that we can use to be better despite the negative situation or feedback. This is Mark Sanborn, and this has been another audio blog.